before we start the podcast, I have a quick sponsor from Cooper's Cool Calzones. If you buy in the next 10 hours today, you will get a free $50 gift card. Alright, back to the podcast. Today we're going to be going over the Silk Road and the items that were traded there. So, what countries were involved in the Silk Road trading network? So, I'm only going to list three because there's a lot. I'm going to list China, India, and Persia. Those all three were involved in the Silk Road trading network. What goods were traded on the route? Well, you have silk, which is just like a fancy cloth, almost. And you have vases. Those were just glass vases and clay vases and all those. And then food, obviously. And then paper. That was made a long time ago. That actually came from China all the way down to the United States. They also have water wheels. Those are the things you see in the water that it's almost like a wheel, but water propels it almost. And the challenges are the dangers or difficulties they faced. The bandits would steal your stuff if you slept on the road at night. So near like small towns and stuff, if you you should probably go to the small towns before you just take a nap on the side of the road, because there's a lot of bandits camping out there and they'll steal your stuff. And the another problem was trading stuff on time, because it was a really long road, so you had to like you had to spend day and night on there, and you always had to be walking. You can't walk the whole entire way in one day. I mean, one guy did it, but I don't think it was in one day. I don't know. And then also rivers. Crossing rivers was a danger. Explain the process of how goods spread from one place to another. They were traded and they communicated for different. But before I finish my sentence, we have a quick sponsor from Dinosaur Doritos 129. Buy them now, or else they might turn into dinosaurs. You never know. Alrighty, back with the podcast. Influence of civilizations on each other. So, like, their culture or their religious gods and things like that, like what they believed in. We have Buddhism and the Tree of Design, so like how you eliminate all your useless design products, and also herbs. Buddhism is just where you pretty much believe that in karma and dharma. So that was like those ideas were traded along the Silk Road. And instead of the Silk Road, what methods were used to get products and ideas from one location to another in today's world? Well, that's pretty easy. Well, first off, we have cars, and we also have boats, we have airplanes and bikes. Because bikes, you can bike other places with like a backpack on, transport goods. You can go airplanes, those transport a lot of goods. And boats, those transport a lot of goods too. And also cars too. What ideas or beliefs or goods did not originate in the U.S.? Well, first off, we have Buddhism, because that came all the way down from China. And then we also have the water wheel, that came all the way down. And then also we have paper. That's a very interesting one. Like paper, we would have thought we would have already came up with paper by then, but no, it was actually passed down. What cultural, religious, or technological ideas spread on the Silk Road along the biggest impact in history? I think the gods, because we have a lot of events in history that happen because of different gods, like in the pyramids, or like we have a whole bunch of churches now, and we have all these other things. So Which goods traded along the Silk Road had the greatest impact on history? I think paper because, well, first off, Declaration of Independence was signed on paper, and a lot of other things were written down, and then they were like written down and then made laws and all these other things. And I guess that's it. See you guys in the next podcast.